Hello, and welcome to our free holiday gift teleseminar. I'm Dotsie Bregel, founder of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women and BoomerWomenSpeak.com, the number one sites on major search engines for baby boomer women. Feel free to browse both sites. National Association of Baby Boomer Women is NABBW.com, and BoomerWomenSpeak.com is as it said. Browse those sites to learn more about how I've become the go-to person for media concerning all things boomer women. I wanted to offer a gift that would help my boomer sisters make the most of this holiday season. So the NABBW is excited to share our Boomer Holiday Survival Guide with Eli Davidson. So sit back, prop up your feet, get your favorite drink, and learn how to survive the holidays boomer style. This is an example of the many teleseminars that are archived on the Members Only page when you become a member of the National Association of Baby Boomer Women for the low price of $75. Teleseminars are one of the many benefits offered, so please browse and feel free to call me at 1-877-BE-BOOMER if you have any questions. We're here to help. In an effort not to waste your time, let's get on with the call. I'm happy to introduce Eli Davidson. Hello, Eli.
Hi there.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, Eli is a self-taught designer who started her design company with, get this, $17 and a glue gun, and built it to a $1.5 million company in sales. In 18 months, she lost her business, her marriage, and health, leaving her with $88,000 of debt with no good shoes to show for it. Eli was a baby boomer woman in desperate need of overcoming the obstacles in her life. She developed a system called turnaround techniques, and 4 years later, through using her turnaround techniques, she was recognized as one of America's top business coaches. Eli was out of debt and coaching some of the most successful boomer women in America, including Emmy, Grammy, and Golden Globe winners. As a self-taught, first-time self-published author who financed her nationally released book on credit cards, she used the tools in her book to overcome obstacles. The book just received an award for Motivational Book from the National Best Books Awards, and Eli will tell us a little about her book in just a second. Her turnaround techniques have been on national magazines, radio, and television, including The Today Show, USA Network, Decision House, NBC and Fox affiliates, and with 6 million air travels worldwide on American, United, and Delta Airlines. So let's get ready to have a better holiday as I welcome Eli Davidson.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to how you're going to help all of us survive these holidays. But first, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, my book title is Funky to Fabulous, Surefire Success Strategies for the Savvy, Sassy, and Swamped, which is pretty much anybody listening to this call. And I'd love to give anybody on the call certainly a sample chapter, and they just go to funkytofabulous.com or come to my website, Eli, E-L-I, Davidson, D-A-V-I-D-S-O-N.com. So as many baby boomers, we are faced with creating a second chapter in our lives, and this is a book that gives other boomers hands-on tools to do that.
Very cool. Okay, let's get on with what people are listening in for, and that is, how can you help us and our families have the best holiday ever for under $10?
Well, any time that you want to create something, you're going somewhere new. And one of the things I see is you need a roadmap. If you were driving to a new town, you would definitely have a map, yes?
Yes.
So one of the things that any boomer can do this holiday season is to create a holiday proclamation. And this is a really fun thing to do with the entire family. So what I suggest is to get some art supplies and to create a holiday proclamation with everyone in your family. So in our family, a holiday is a time of giving. And I suggest when you create a holiday proclamation, you really focus on the qualities that you want to create in the family, meaning we're going to have a time of sharing, we're going to be of service to others. The more that you focus on the qualities that you want to encourage in your family and make it less about, I want a BMW 6 Series, the more fulfilled your holiday will be.
Okay, I'm sorry, if I could just ask, so give us a better picture of how that proclamation looks, and is that something that...
This is actually something, in my book, every chapter ends with a game.
Okay.
So I believe that each person, you are the mayor of Youville, meaning everything that happens inside you, you're the mayor of it. And as we extend that to the family, you as a family are a town. So how this works is you get a large piece of paper and some art supplies, and you gather your family together and ask that you come together as a family for the greatest good. Then what you do is you set an intention to empower your family to take charge of the holidays. And you have everybody in the family get an art supply or a piece of, a crayon or a marker, and write down qualities that you want to have more of this holiday season. Calm, sharing, open communication, giving. And so in a sense, by this proclamation, you're giving your family a roadmap to create a more meaningful holiday.
Okay, now let me just ask a question, because boomers and our children and grandchildren are spread all over the country. So I'm thinking, if you're not in the same town and you can't do it together, what if the boomer woman, maybe the matriarch of the family, maybe not, I mean, maybe the grandmother is still living, but what if the woman from our generation makes this proclamation from what she would like to see during the holidays and then shares it with the other people? Would that work too?
That'd be fantastic.
Okay.
And a really fun thing is you'll notice that children love to play along, and that if as the matriarch, as someone that arrives, let's say, at your daughter's home and said, this is my proclamation, why don't you guys, the grandchildren, why don't you illustrate this for me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it really can, another way, bring the family together.
Right, and it also sounds like almost a blessing. Like, this is how I think we can have the best holiday season ever. And then, list these things. So that's another, another spin on it. Because
Absolutely. Basically
that's what it sounds like. So, okay.
Really, you're giving your family the opportunity to create a roadmap for a more empowered, calm, enjoyable holiday.
I think it sounds wonderful, instead of just jumping into it like we always have in the past. And honestly, I think that some of us as boomer women, having lived longer, know what we want and know what we're striving for. But unless we share it with our families, they don't know our intention, and they don't really know what we're looking for. So I think that is really a neat idea to share that.
And one of the things that's so interesting is that what you focus on grows.
Mm-hmm.
And often we're busy already. Boomer women are already swamped, and the holidays just makes it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So by taking the time to make this family roadmap, you get out of panic mode and into very clear intention. And what's so interesting is that when you look back on January 3, you'll notice that you have more of the qualities you wrote down.
I totally agree. I mean, I really do, because I'm a prayerful person, and I spend a lot of time in prayer and journaling. And I know that when I, kind of present that to God, then I can always look back and say, thank you. Because it usually, plays out in alignment with what your hopes and dreams were. And you just gave me a great idea, because I have two children away at college, and I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to send them either, or probably both, an email and a card, because they love to get mail, just saying, this is what I'm praying for our family this holiday season, so they see it before they come home. And then at least it's in their mind and they know, you know, what's going on. I think it's a great idea. Thank you for that. Very cool. Shall we move on to the next question? Okay. Can you tell us how we can create a low or no-cost gift that is meaningful and memorable?
Absolutely. So many of us baby boomers are funding kids in college, aging parents, so really having low or no-cost gifts is more and more important. And what I see, one of the ways that you can have low or no-cost gifts is to simply pay attention deeply to the people around you and use those things that you see and create a gift. Meaning, ask somebody throughout the next month, figure out what their favorite dishes are and make a dinner with every single one of those foods. For a grandchild, look at their YouTube page and make a post. Get involved with something that means something to that person that you're creating a gift for. So pay very close attention to their likes and their interests and simply create time to do that. And you can probably tell I love art projects.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even if it's cheesy and it doesn't look that great, if you make a card for a daughter that says, this entitles you to 3 30-minute massages.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to love it. This entitles you to 5 extra babysitting sessions. Or for a grandchild, you know, let's do a post on YouTube. It costs you zero, and it means so much to them because you're giving them the gift of really paying attention.
Yeah, and you know, another thing that I like to do, which is low cost, is when everybody's home for Thanksgiving, get some great photos.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, yeah, you know, when they're talking to, like, their good friends that are stopping by the house, or when they're with their cousins or their grandparents or whatever, and get those pictures and then give them as gifts at Christmas time.
Another thing that I've done that the listeners might enjoy is I make books. So I have 3 nieces and a nephew, and throughout the year I take photos, but I take photos of them, I take photos of what they're interested in, but I also take photos of funny, quirky little things. Like there was one year when they only ate white foods,
mm-hmm.
grilled cheese sandwich, pasta, yogurt, and cottage cheese. And I made a picture of the 4 food groups. Well, it's 4 years later, and we're still laughing at those photos. So you can, in a sense, build a whole book that's going to cost you under $10 of the beautiful things that are both in their life and of them.
Very good. You know, another gift that I think is good, and now this might not fall into the low or no cost range, but it's to, you know, send them to like the orchestra or you know, to a bed and breakfast. Like we've done that with, well, my parents when my mom was mm-hmm. also living. Mm-hmm. But because especially for the greatest generation, there's really not much to buy them that they need. They don't need anything,
well,
really.
And that's why the gift of your deep attention
mm-hmm.
is so profound. I bought a little gift. Somebody was walking down the street and said, oh, there's Obi-Wan Kenobi, and it was this tiny little statue, but he'd never seen it anywhere else, and I went back to the gift store, and it was something he'd wanted since he was a kid.
Yeah.
And just that I took the time to really listen and do something that was really profound meant more than probably a gift that could have cost 20 times that much.
Yep, and another idea before we go to the next question is I love to cook, and there are certain things that I've cooked forever. And my daughter is now living on campus and has a kitchen, and she's like, Mom, you're going to have to get all those recipes down for me. And I'm just thinking, oh, gosh, because I don't have mine on the computer yet. Mine are all still in this huge book with folders and stuff falling out all over the place. And I thought, you know, what a great gift to go through and put all of her favorites and then somehow compile them you know, and give them to her for Christmas or birthday or something like that. So I think that you're right. When you pay attention to what people love and what they really enjoy, there are ways to create gifts for next to nothing. So that's a good, I love that idea. Do you have anything else to say on that?
Well, I think this is, I also like to anchor it, just like you were talking about, is make something physical.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that there's a physical gift to go along with your wonderful offer. And you'll discover that that will be a gift they'll probably remember a decade from now. So enjoy. And you know what? Actually, I'd love to hear from our listeners of what are some of the gifts they've come up. So later I'm going to ask to give my email because I love hearing what people do.
You know what? This is crazy. My mind is going a mile a minute. But I have in my car a CD of country music that my one son gave me. And then I have another one that is of Christian music that my other son gave me. And I love them. And now that we're all not, you know, living at home, they're not at home, I just listen to them and I really get jazzed because I think, God, this was so nice of them. They really picked my favorite songs, you know. And so that's another idea is to make a CD of favorite music because that really shows you pay attention.
And another idea is to put photos on an iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Put photos and music on an iPod. I'm not technical enough for it.
Me either.
You know, and that really could be a fun game to include a grandchild in of like, could you help me put, photos on this?
Right, right. Or on cell phones or something
Absolutely. So the more you see, it's like really paying attention is actually more a gift from the heart than anything you can buy.
Gosh.
And that's why I really encourage people to physically make something because it's another way that you are demonstrating how much you care. And it costs next to nothing.
Great. I love it. I love it. And I hope that people will email us.
And maybe they'll send us photos of some of the things they've made. That would be so fun to see and share with the community.
Absolutely. Okay, let's move on to our next one. And this is a good one because the question is, because actually for our generation, I mean, some of us do still have small children at home. Can't put boomers in a box because we, you know, the generation spans 18 years. So we really are in different places. But a lot of us do have children and grandchildren, you know, coming and going during the holidays, even from other, you know, states and countries. So how do we set limits that the children and grandchildren will respect?
So, Dossie,
yes.
You teach people how to treat you. Now, what's interesting is these are now either teens, young adults, maybe middle, you know, this is a very large group of people that we're looking at. So one of the best ways, because you've been teaching them how to treat you, particularly as a mother, for a very long time, and a lot of times people take moms for granted. So one of a way to set limits is to demonstrate that you set limits and take care of yourself. So what does that look like if you've been a mother forever? What that looks like is you demonstrate by taking 15 minutes to take care of yourself. I mean, believe me, I'd love it if it's an hour. So I suggest that people set an alarm at some time during the day to take a nap, do yoga, do crossword, but absolutely demonstrate to everybody in your life that you take time to take care of yourself. And by demonstrating that you take care of yourself, you're letting everyone in your family know that you have limits and that you need to be cared for first. And the people that actually taught me this tip were my own grandparents. They lived in Colorado, which is pretty high altitude, and they took a nap every afternoon from 4 to 5. So even as a small child, I knew that when they said no, they meant no because I had observed them every day taking a nap from 4 to 5. Now, if you're a mom, you may not have that luxury, which is why, as in the book, I talk again and again and again about break it down to make it happen. So simply setting an alarm to take care of yourself for 15 minutes is a great way to demonstrate setting limits.
All right, very good. Now, you have children and grandchildren staying in your home.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that there's a lot of holiday cheer, during the holidays, and with all generations mixed and, partying. And
that's why, Dotsie, I'm really adamant about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like even with holiday cheer, and see, I think one of the problems with all of us at the holidays is we're exhausted.
Absolutely.
We're exhausted. But we're running on all this adrenaline, so we just keep going and ignoring our body signals, which is why, if you take 15 minutes out of the partying, the party won't have stopped. It won't have ground to a halt if you simply, and that's why I advise boomers, set an alarm on your phone or a clock or the clock in your kitchen. It's like, I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Right. So basically, it's taking time for yourself. But,
absolutely.
There are other things. And when we get back to what we were talking about before, when we tell people what we're looking for during the holidays, I think that this kind of is in line with that because when people see us do, like what you're talking about, taking this 15 minutes to yourself, or when we take the time to tell people our expectations or this is how we can best respect one another, then they know and they listen. And I can give you a perfect example. I raised three kids. They're very close in age. Our first two children are adopted from Korea. And while we were waiting for my daughter to arrive, I got pregnant. So the younger two were only 10 months apart. So we had three kids very fast, and our house was full of kids, when they were all teenagers. And one of the rules was we don't say suck in our house. And I mean, the kids, everything, this sucks, that sucks. And I'm like, ooh, I don't like that word, So basically, I said, we don't use that word. And my son is 22. He has a friend who will still say suck every now and then, and he'll look at me and go, oh, sorry, Miss B. And it's just, I think that, we need to stand up for what we think is respectful behavior. And when we do, people listen.
And that's why, Dotsie, I have people demonstrate their self-care first. In my book, I call it happiness. Take a few minutes to do something that makes you happy and nurtures yourself. So happy plus nurturance equals happiness.
Cool.
And so the thing is, when you demonstrate that you take care of yourself, you automatically, that is sort of, it's like a radio goes out to everybody else. Like, when she says this, she means it.
Right.
And that's
right.
The other reason, Dotsie, I ask people to set a timer, because women, and this is, I did so much scientific research in this book, women are genetically engineered to give past their limits.
Absolutely.
if you're pregnant and you're not getting enough calcium, your body is going to say, oh, I've got calcium here, let me give it to my unborn baby. So we are designed to not pay attention to our needs, which is why I ask people to set a timer.
Right.
So that you actually get a full whopping 15 minutes to yourself.
Right. And I think that as we get older, we can make that time longer.
I wish it were an hour for everyone.
Yeah.
But always just start with something small so
right.
you see your success.
Very good. All right, let's move on to, you have two fun games to play to keep the entire family focused on the positive.
Oh.
Can you share them with us?
Oh, my gosh. I love this game. Now, this game, I've seen coaching clients play this game with teens. I just had a client in Wisconsin that played this game with her 90-year-old grandparents. Now, we call this the quarter jar game. And, oh, I bet your kids would have loved this back when they were saying suck. So you notice that sometimes kids get negative. So this is called the quarter jar game. And what you do is you take two jars. On one jar, you put a minus sign on the jar, and on the other jar, you put a plus sign on the jar. And this is a game everybody in the family plays.
Okay.
So anytime you hear you make a comment that's negative, like, oh, God, we have to go caroling. Guess what? You put a quarter or any denomination of money will be fine into the negative jar.
Okay.
Anytime you say something positive, like, wow, yay, I get to help with wrapping gifts, boom, you put money into the positive jar.
Fun. And I guess it really makes you aware of how negative or positive you are.
Absolutely. And what is so fun, Dotsie, is I've done this in coaching situations with folks with teens.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh! So this one family, they had a 15-year-old teen here in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy, you know, she knew how to be negative, and it got to be so much fun because one would call one another out, and then one guy said, "Oh, this is going to be so much fun to say something negative. It's worth me putting money in the negative jar." What they noticed was that in a month, they were doing so much less negative self-talk.
Yeah, that's great because, you know, during the holidays you can do that. Like, oh, my gosh, I still have to bake those cookies. Or, you know, oh, my gosh, I you know, just like those kind of comments and the really – they're just uncalled for.
And you'll just notice that the whole family has, I mean, if I've had coaching clients from teens to the 90s do this, and
mm-hmm.
people love it. And it sort of takes the sting out of being negative and just makes it really fun. So people laugh at their negative self-talk.
Right, right. Okay, well, let's see. Do you have another one?
I do.
Okay.
Now, this one goes into a turnaround technique.
So okay.
Are you ready to have some fun?
Yeah, I absolutely always
am. Hopefully, if you're listening to this call, you're ready to have some fun. Now, this is something, if you see me speak, I do in all my speaking presentations, and I've even done this on television. So we know that this is called Funky to Fabulous.
Okay.
And this is a game that uses our body-mind connection. Because believe it or not, we are not walking brains. Our bodies and our minds are connected.
Okay.
So now, what I'd like you to do is to sit down.
I am.
Beautiful. Now, what I want you to do is to think about something that's just driving you nuts. Something that is a person, you know, for me right now, I've got something funky. The cable company needs to replace a line. It's 10 years old. I'm having my internet go in and out. And this is their fourth visit.
Okay.
They have not replaced.
I get it. And I have to share that we have been without our phone number for a month. A month. So I definitely can relate. So that's my funky thing right now.
So if you're a listener, I want you to think about the funky.
Okay.
So, now, and we're going to have fun. We're going to do this dramatically just to give you the power of this. So what I want you to do is to assume the funky posture. Now, when you feel funky, your head droops, your shoulders slope,
mm-hmm.
you sort of look at your lap.
Right, I'm hunched.
Like a prune. All right, so we're going to have fun with this. Now, what we're going to all do, all of us on this call together right now, is we're going to say funky, and we're going to vent it 5 times.
Okay.
Will you do this with me, Dotsie?
I will.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Funky.
Funky.
Thinking about that phone line. Funky.
Funky.
My cable company.
Funky.
Funky. Funky.
Funky.
Funky. Just get it out. Funky. Now stand up. Everybody stand up.
I'm standing.
Arms up in the air. Look at the ceiling and say fabulous 5 times like you mean it. Fabulous.
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 Fabulous. Now, take a moment. Take a deep breath. How do you feel?
Energized, actually.
Yes. I've done this in front of hundreds and hundreds of people, and that's how we feel, because you've just reoxygenated your system.
Right.
So you just had a, if you're having a horrible day and there's traffic and you can't get to the mall and da-da-da-da-da-da, believe it or not, that's something you can do in the privacy of your home. Literally sit down, say funky five times, stand up, say fabulous, and you will be energized. Now, if you're, if you don't want to, if let's say you're in the middle of that crowded mall and you don't want to have people think that you're crazy,
mm-hmm.
or that you've been to one of my presentations in companies when people are walking around saying fabulous, they say, oh, you must have been one of those Eli talks. So now what I want you to do is to just walk around, if you can, or stand up, because standing up also oxygenates your brain, and simply say the word fabulous silently 15 times.
Okay.
And keep breathing in. So breathe in fabulous.
Okay, I'm doing that.
Yeah. So that's another game, or what I call turnaround technique, to help you grab your stressor.
Okay, sounds good. I really enjoy things like that because I think they're very helpful.
Well, and there's so much scientific research that shows the reason we get even more stressed during the holidays is that we're not oxygenating our brain.
Right.
We don't have the fuel up there. And by simply focusing back on what's more positive and standing up and breathing and changing our posture, we give our body the sign to lower our stress.
Right. And I think a lot of it just is being intentional about your thoughts and trying to change them from negative to positive. So how about if we move on to, let's see, how about, this is one of my favorites, harnessing girlfriend power to lower stress, because I happen to live in the same town that I was born and raised in, and by the grace of God, there's a group of seven of us, whom five of us have known each other since grade school and two since high school, and we get together the second Wednesday of every month.
Well, this is just for you.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
This is for just the baby boomer women that have friends on this call.
Okay.
So, women's friendships with one another are so important that in my book I call girlfriend time vitamin G.
Oh, I love it.
Vitamin G.
That is so great.
So, I say, I Googled vitamin G and my heart sang, because vitamin G, there actually is a vitamin G, and it helps us metabolize carbohydrates, fats, and protein. Who doesn't need that? Now, what's so interesting is your girlfriends are part of the reason you live longer than men.
Mm-hmm.
So connecting with friends has your body, when you communicate with other women, your body gives out oxytocin, which is called the love chemical. It's the chemical that also is released when you nurse or when you fall in love.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
And yeah. So in my book, I did a lot of fun research. So the Harvard Medical School studied women that lived longer. And what they found was that the more girlfriends a woman had, the more happy she was with her life.
Yes, I've read that study.
Yes, mm-hmm. And it's as much of a health enhancer as stopping smoking. And they couldn't figure out why. But then, Dotsie, they did a study that was done by some women down the street from me here at the university at UCLA.
Oh, that's the one I've heard of. I'm sorry. Yeah.
So we women tend and befriend.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're under stress, if you get together with girlfriends in particular, you lower your stress through conversation.
And I believe
why
it.
Why is that? You didn't know that?
Oh, I believe it. And laughter, because there's always, I mean, of course, sometimes, you know, we get into the nitty-gritty of our lives, but for the most part, we laugh a lot.
Exactly. And you know why we laugh a lot?
Why?
Because women communicate differently than men.
Oh, yes, of course.
So I call this word stew. Women have twice as many words to use up every day as men do. Even as four-year-olds, girls are almost twice as verbal as men, as the little boys that age.
Mm-hmm.
So as women and men, we have leftover word stew. And when we try and share that word stew with men, they don't get it. So because the way we communicate with other women is so different, and the way we communicate with women helps us release oxytocin. It's a natural stress reliever,
mm-hmm.
which is why I believe that gathering with your girlfriends over the holidays is even more important. So one of the things that I suggest is to make some of those, let's see, those lovely holiday tasks that are kind of boring to do by yourself.
Yeah, like shopping.
Yeah, like shopping, like wrapping Christmas presents, mm-hmm. like doing your Christmas cards. One
right.
of the things, they're doing an article on me in the Ladies Home Journal, and this is one of the things I recommend, is get together with your girlfriends, and everybody bring wrapping paper. Everybody bring your Christmas cards. You're still going to be doing the same task, but you're going to enjoy it so much more doing it together with friends.
Yeah, and you know, actually, let's see, there's a Wednesday, the first Wednesday in December. Every year I have these other three friends, and the four of us pick one day a year, and we go to the outlets, and we shop from the time they open. And one year we didn't even get home till 10 because we stopped for a nice dinner on the way home. But we take the whole day, and we shop like fools. And I get the majority of my Christmas shopping done that day, and we have so much fun together. Because, I mean, to me, it's like instead of running out a whole bunch of different times by yourself, it's just much more fun to pick a whole day and do it with people you love and just make the most of it.
Absolutely. And if you get together with girlfriends and wrap your presents,
mm-hmm.
it is a ball. I mean, maybe you won't bring the big ones over, but you'll share wrapping paper. I grew up on a farm in Kansas, and I know that the ladies that grew up around us had quilting bees. They
right.
get together every week and quilt. See, this is absolutely essential for a woman's health. And one of the gifts that I'm going to be giving is it is my vitamin G fab time plan, which we did a lot of research in to actually give girlfriends a system to get even more fun and more de-stressing out of their friend time.
Yes, great. Okay, so do you have anything else to add to the harnessing girlfriend power?
Well, you know what, another thing I would suggest is ask is not a four-letter word.
Oh, I love it. This is something that I often say, too. Go ahead.
Ask is not a four-letter word. And, you know, it sounds like you're doing something like this, but, you know, get together, have a Christmas buddy team. You know, hey, I do this with my girlfriends. I'm going to the grocery store. Can I pick you up something?
Exactly.
So ask your girlfriends for help. And the more community, you'll find that you get a lot more stuff done, and you're having more fun with it. The other thing I want to just mention that you might consider, I have something called a virtual assistant, and I think you do too, Dot.
Yes, I do.
And, you know, you might consider getting a group of friends together and hiring a college student to do some of your errands.
Right, good idea. And, you know, I have to tell you, Eli, I think by this stage of the game in life, this life stage, I'm hoping that boomer women have learned that we are not Wonder Women, that it is okay to ask for help. And I'll have to tell you, I learned it the hard way. I always said, oh, no, I can do it myself, I like to do it, blah, 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 because I thought I should do it. And then what happened was I was in a car accident, and I couldn't do it all myself, and I had to ask for help. And I remember how happy it made friends to help me, and I know how happy it makes me to help my friends. So in a way, when we have that superwoman attitude, we're really robbing other people of their joy by not being able to pitch in when they know we can use some help.
Well,
so,
I didn't agree with you enough, and it's part of my mission, Dusty, because I worked harder, not smarter, and that's how I lost my company.
Right, so I burned out,
so I'm just absolutely passionate about inviting people to help. Absolutely.
So, yeah, I think at this stage of the game, hopefully, we've learned. And, you know, another thing, since this is about the holidays, is we've also learned that instead of making everything from scratch, we can purchase things already made. I mean, there are so many shortcuts to the holidays that we just shouldn't beat ourselves up over. And hopefully by this stage of the game, we've learned that it's okay. All that really matters is that we're together.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so, all right, how about, let's see, we have two more, and then we'll call it quits. And I know this is something that some of my friends are doing, and it's not something that I'm doing yet on the holiday, but I would love to, and that is giving to those less fortunate, and how that can make everybody's holiday a better one.
Well, this is absolutely something I couldn't stress more, and if you really do want to have a better holiday, this would be the one tip I would suggest. So, as you've noticed, being in this stage of the game, giving is more fulfilling than receiving. If you think about the joy you have of seeing a grandchild open a gift, that's certainly what fuels us. And having hands-on giving is something that can really bring your family together. So here's what I suggest. Get your family together, get everybody involved, and make cookies or gather things in the family that aren't being used and physically take them to a family in need. So I live in Los Angeles. My sister lives in Milan, Italy. And what we did, I was there last Christmas, and nobody has brownies in Italy. But we made brownies, and we took them on December 23rd out into the streets, and as a family, gave them to the homeless. And that is probably one of the most memorable things I've ever done on a Christmas.
Oh, that's fun. And I know that people are actually going, like I know my brother-in-law and sister-in-law go to the soup kitchen and serve on
Absolutely.
Christmas Day.
Another great thing to do.
Yeah. And then something that we did with our son, we had, at the time he was really into skateboarding, and there was this very cool indoor skate park in the city, and you could rent it for the night. So we rented it for the night, and then the kids who came had to bring a gift for the children at the Women and Children's Shelter in the city. And I'm not kidding, you would not believe how generous these kids were. And for the most part, it was their parents, but it was still beautiful. We had so many gifts. And then what we did was we took my son and, you know, our other kids and a few of the boys who were at the party, and we loaded up the cars and we delivered it, and they all carried it in. And it still gives me goosebumps. It was wonderful, and I have to ask myself, why haven't I done it again?
Well, see, and see, you got goosebumps from
this.
And I'll tell you, if you're listening and you do this and you don't get goosebumps, please call me, because I've seen this time and time again of how incredibly powerful. See, it's not, and here's what I recommend. Don't just send money.
Exactly.
Go look in someone's eyes.
Right. It makes a huge difference. It really does. And that's I'm glad you included that. It's a great idea. Okay, let's see. We're on to the last question. If you could please give us some hands-on turnaround techniques to overcome the overwhelm in under 15 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
So we had one with Funky to Fabulous. That's my signature turnaround technique. So anytime that you're feeling really stressed and overwhelmed, physically stop, sit down, think about that thing that is really bugging you, And if you can't be as dramatic as saying it out loud, literally just in your mind, give yourself an opportunity to vent about it by saying funky 5 times in your brain, and then stand up. You've got to get up to get up, look at the ceiling, and in your mind say fabulous 5 times. You're going to refocus yourself. Another thing is to make a roadmap. Imagine, so another turnaround technique is make a roadmap, meaning write it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're handling so much stuff and juggling so much, a lot of women aren't giving themselves a roadmap. Another turnaround technique is to, this is one of the things that I give to coaching clients, is a journaling process where you write down all the things that are just going on in your brain,
mm-hmm.
and then you take a few minutes and just rip it up and
mm-hmm.
put it in the trash. So that is symbolizing taking the stress off of you. And I'd say another piece of a turnaround technique, another turnaround technique I give people is to set an alarm clock to go to bed.
Okay.
Often, you know, we're already a sleep-deprived society. We need 8 hours of sleep. The studies show that not getting enough sleep puts something called cortisol into your system, and that is the fat-producing hormone. So during the holidays, a lot of women tend to push themselves hard, so hard they're not getting enough sleep, which again makes you feel overwhelmed. So another tip
absolutely
is to set an alarm to go to bed.
That's a great idea, because I know, like, the couple weeks before Christmas, I mean, you know, the more time you have, the more you just keep doing. And so you do have to just kind of cut yourself off sometime and say, tomorrow. It's got to happen tomorrow. Okay, do you have anything else you want to add to the call?
Well, I would love to answer any questions people have. So I hope that folks will come to elidavidson.com, and if you have any questions, I'd love to answer them, and I just love to connect to other boomers, so that would be fantastic.
Okay. All right. So there you have it. We hope this helps you make the most of this holiday season, and if you're looking for ways to live with passion and feel empowered and remain educated about all things boomer women, we would love you to join the association at www.nabbw.com. You are also welcome to purchase Eli's book, Funky to Fabulous, and Begin Living a Fabulous Life. And you can find that online and in major bookstores. And then if you have any questions about the number one sites for Baby Boomer Women Online, feel free to call me. I also love to connect with my audience and do so online and by phone day in and day out. So you can even call me at 1-877-BE-BOOMER, and I'd love to talk. So, Eli, I just want to thank you for all these great ideas. I'm sure that we're going to help women enjoy the holiday season, and I'm sure we've given them some great ideas to do so. So I would just like to wish everyone a blessed holiday season, and thanks for being on the call, Eli.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.